First, Governor Evers estimated the coronavirus pandemic to impact Wisconsin financially with around $2 billion in losses. That's an early estimate, but with state revenues threatened, that also hits school funding both short and long term. The uncertainty makes it especially difficult if you're a school system trying to budget for the next school year and beyond. WPR's Milwaukee-based K-12 education reporter Madeline Fox looked into this. She joins us now. Maddie, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, let's start with this big report you looked at. This is from the group Wisconsin Policy Forum, looking at the problems facing state budgets and district budgets in particular. What were some of the key things they took away from that?
Well, I regret to report that, like just about everything else about this pandemic, we don't really know what it's going to mean. But the best guesses that we have right now is that it's not going to be good. Schools in Wisconsin are funded through a combination, and actually in most states are funded through a combination of state funding and property tax. And as you mentioned, you know, estimates of at least $2 billion in losses to the state funding is going to take a real hit from as far as we can tell. And since school funding is about a third of the state budget, there's just very little chance that schools make it through this unscathed. And then on the property tax side, the assessment's already in for properties, so technically that shouldn't change. But in practice, I think it's with the kind of economic crisis we're seeing, it's entirely possible that people might not be able to pay their property tax bills. And that could mean another hit to school funding.
And are we talking about, you know, this next school year and then things might go back to normal? Or is there concern that one possible outcome is that this is going to be something that hits schools for years to come?
Right. That is definitely what we saw after the recession in 08 and thereafter, is that, you know, it takes a while for schools to rebound from this, especially schools that don't have a lot of money in reserve. But the fundamental takeaway is it'll depend on what the legislature does. If they decide to go into the budget, go back into this cycle's budget and maybe cut some of the funding that they'd initially promised, it'll be up to them to decide if that's a one-time thing or if they're planning to keep stuff at a cut level until there's an assurance that the economy rebounds. And even if they don't go into this next year's budget, they could do that in later budgets as, again, I mean, you don't lose $2 billion in your funding sources and come out totally unscathed. So I think there's no guarantee that things get better just because the coronavirus gets better.
And that's, you bring up an important point with our state budget. It's a 2-year budget, and you reported mm-hmm. that there was an increase for schools in the budget that we heard a lot about, but a lot of it was backloaded. So it was supposed to kick in for the second year, and now schools who might have been looking forward to that may not get it.
Yes. So the way that school funding in Wisconsin works is that the state legislature caps how much a district can take in per pupil. And they get that, again, through a mix of state funding and property taxes. So if state funding is, let's say their cap, this is totally not what it is, but just for simplicity, let's say their cap was $20 per student. It's many times that. But let's say it was $20 and they were able to get 10 of that from the state. They make up the other 10 with property taxes. It's possible that the state could say, the way things are looking, we're thinking we should cap it at 15 because we can only kick in 7 and we don't want to overburden people on the property tax side. And so it'll depend, again, on if they decide to make that a trend moving forward or not.
We're talking to Madeline Fox, K-12 education reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, looking at how the coronavirus, the economic impact is affecting the state budget and how that's having an effect on schools as they try to plan their budgets for next year and beyond. And Madeline, you mentioned the reserve funds. Some schools have mm-hmm. a little bit, some have more. What do things look like around the state?
It really, yeah, I mean, that's the simplest way to put it, is that there are some schools that have, because they've been able to raise their revenue limits through referendums in the past, or they've been gaining students, which means they're getting more per pupil funding, they might have more money that was left on the table after they paid for their necessary services. There are other districts maybe that have been losing students, or maybe that have had to deal with a lot of, you know, older buildings that they're coming back from, or just unexpected costs that have really low reserves. Milwaukee Public Schools is one of those districts with very little in reserve. So it's just like if you went into the coronavirus pandemic without much of a savings account, and then you got laid off or furloughed. I mean, there's just not, it gives them less room to maneuver, and it means that it's going to be harder for them to get through without making cuts.
And you mentioned unexpected expenses, and that was something with everybody trying to learn from home, school districts trying to figure out, among other things, how to make sure every student had something to learn from or learn on while they were at home. There were some inherent expenses that came along with remote learning, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, some school districts were having books shipped directly to students' houses, and that costs money. Some school districts were having to pay people overtime or hazard pay to come in and clean the building or to go out and drop stuff off on people's porches, like Chromebooks or what have you. And some schools had to order new Chromebooks or like Wi-Fi hotspots and stuff to make sure that kids who weren't connected could be. The takeaway is every district is spending more money to get through this, to adapt, and none of that was planned for, right? So that's going to be another thing that we're not really going to know the full cost of. And then even if students go back in the fall, we might start seeing them go in staggered groups, which might mean that we need to run twice the number of bus routes just to get them in at different times, and that's going to be more expensive. Or it might mean putting new, like just like we're seeing more of the plexiglass shields in grocery stores, there could be some infrastructure changes that are required. So the general consensus is everything is going to cost a little more money. We just don't know exactly how or how much.
And then we have the Federal CARES Act, and that did a lot of things for a lot of different parts of society. That includes some support for schools across the country. What are districts seeing here? How much of a difference maker is it going to be?
Well, that's another one that we don't know for sure. There is, I think, $175 million in federal funding that's supposed to be distributed to Wisconsin public schools. But there are more than 400 school districts. So once you parcel that out, even though, of course, that's probably not going to be parceled out equally, it'll likely depend on school district population, that gets slivered down. And you're talking about school districts that, like I said, are having a lot of really unexpected expenses. It's just the general consensus that I'm hearing is, again, we really don't know, but there's not a guarantee that it's going to offset all of the extra costs and all of the extra losses.
And as we wrap up, Maddie, we're mostly talking about budgets looking ahead to next fall. You've also reported on what districts are doing for summer school. As we wrap up, what kind of things are we seeing there?
A lot of districts are keeping with the remote learning for summer school. And there's also sort of a doubling down on core programs, so especially math and literacy and reading, because I think that there's a sense that another consequence of this pandemic is that it's likely that there's going to be the same way that you get a summer slide for kids not being in classes, even with remote learning. There's a sense that kids are not learning quite as much. They're not able to take in quite as much. There's also the tremendous stress of a global pandemic that makes it hard to learn, even if you're showing up to your Zoom classes every day. So the summer school focus is, I think, a lot more on just making sure that kids have the core tools that they need, but it is remote for most schools. There's a few districts that are tentatively planning for part of it to be in person. I know Stevens Point area schools have, their plan is, I think, in July to start bringing kids back for summer school, but that's really dependent on what they hear from the state and from the county health department and from a lot of other sources.
Maddie, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Madeline Fox, education reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, looking at the challenges facing state schools as they try to budget for next year and beyond.